Hello, world. You're listening to the Business Podcasting Made Easy series on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio. Welcome to another episode of the TV talk show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and the producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, and some people know me as Rich, TV producer, international TV talk show host, and my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for this 13-week journey. Before we jump into this episode, remember that if you want direct live support from us or for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And this week, we're walking through an easy to follow, proven plug and play way to get your TV talk show done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So follow the formula each week and welcome to the show.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. This is it. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't sing. This is week 3 of 13. Our focus over the next 4 episodes is to unlock your message by activating your magnetic attraction with every word. In this episode 9, your future audience, getting ready, really specific is important, but not yet. That's our focus. Then in episode 10 is about defining your audience now, especially if you're just getting started. Into episode 11, consciously choosing your future audience based on your purpose and passion. And then episode 12, pay attention to who's following you and connect with more viewers faster. This is coming on the heels of week 2, where we had discussed you and your inner TV talk show critic. You are better than you think. So you can go back to episode 5 and listen to how to identify your inner TV talk show critic. That's super important. Then episode 6, how to make friends with your TV talk show critic. Episode 7, how to update your inner TV talk show critic. And then episode 8, your confident TV talk show persona. So if you missed any of those episodes, you can go back and listen again, or you might just want to listen again.
That's today. What I was going to say. Just might want to listen again.
It's more powerful. The more you listen, the more you absorb, the more time you put into this thought process, the better. Yeah. And we're on week 2 and we're still inside the mind. I promise you, we're going to get to the cameras and the lights and all that other stuff. But this is the important foundation. You can design your house and start building on top, but if you don't have a good foundation, it's going to be like, you know, the three little pigs where blow your house down. We don't want
blow your house down, right? No bueno.
So today's episode, your future audience, getting really specific is important, but not yet. That makes it season 12, episode 9. And how do we want to start this one?
Well, as they all know at this point, we like quotes.
We do. So,
we like quotes. So we are going to start with this from Alex Borstein. And it's never try to fit a target audience. What is true to the characters in their settings, and the audience will find you. So you're not writing, you're not creating videos or creating your show to just try to fit the target audience. You want to come from that place of your authenticity. And like we've been saying all along, from that place of purpose, right? This is why we had to do that pre-work, so that that attracts the people that are in alignment with this, right?
Yeah. And really this episode, why are we doing this? It's because to become a person worth watching, we need to clear space for our ideal future audience and viewers to join us on the journey. So this is about clearing space. Declan, you and I have talked about this and we're in agreement about how many of our clients, when we say choose a target audience, there's resistance. Like
shut down.
You can't put me in a box. Don't pigeonhole me. You know, like all these things that go, or the confusion of, well, how do I pick one? Who do I know? Yeah. How do I? And so really the first step to this, what this whole episode is about, is just clearing space. for the idea that your people are there.
What is clearing space? Say more about that. What does that mean?
It means allowing the idea that there are people waiting to hear your voice and your message. Mm-hmm. And when you are specific enough, you'll be like a magnet. You'll be attracting them. But if you're vaguely specific, generally specific, you know, there's this vagueness to your messaging. They don't have enough to grasp onto.
And I think it's also clearing space is, if you're not specific, then and you're saying, well, I'm for everyone. I help everyone, right? What I do is applicable to every person on the planet. And people say this to us, right? We hear these things. Then there's no space for enough of the people who really are meant for you. And you mentally actually are not able to have the space to figure out who you actually are speaking to. So there's a lot of levels to this clearing space concept, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's what we need to know is it's really time to get comfortable with the idea that your viewers, your future viewers are ready, they're waiting, and they want you to show up and share your specific brand of expertise with them. I can tell you, Declan, I just had this thought this morning about my journey.
Off the presses.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hot out of my mind. because I thought about when I first started in the coaching space, mm-hmm. and I coached anyone. And then I was like, well, life coaching really isn't for me. And so then I started coaching business owners and I felt really comfortable with that. And now I'm a podcast coach. And I was thinking, well, how did I get to be a podcast coach from business coaching? But really, podcasting is a business. So I just recently, over the last year, couple of years, as I got into the radio podcast space, niched even further to become a podcast coach and not just a business coach. And so mm-hmm. I was specific as a business coach and I got good at what I did and I resonated and had clients, and now I'm getting even more specific. So it's just this idea that you can pick someone. And you can get even can continue to get even clearer as you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And even what I hear you saying as well is on the journey of, you know, being a service provider, being of service to others, sometimes we switch our point of focus and the target mm-hmm. market will change. So the from one area like business coaching to podcasting, yes, it's still a business, but not every business owner, even though they should, not every business owner is going to have a podcast, right?
Right. Well, and
now you're, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and I'm not just any podcast coach. I coach business right. owners to create business podcasts.
Yes. And business owners who want to make a big impact in the world.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's really specific. But that all started with you creating space for that to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Over time.
Just starting somewhere. I picked where I thought I wanted to go. And I started with my messaging and then people started resonating. And so it's this idea that you want to get specific. You want to allow that. Notice the resistance. That might be showing up as mm-hmm. as you explore, because we're asking you to explore several different types of viewers who could follow, engage with you and your TV talk show, and just notice how you feel about choosing one particular type of viewer or audience. And a lot of times there could be some anxiety with that. This is step three along the way. Make sure you subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. And at any point in time, if you want support from us for your TV talk show, contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info, and we'd be happy to explore further. But just going back to noticing how you feel, when I had mentioned that to you, like, oh, wow, yeah, noticing how you feel. What else do you want to say about that before we get into the take action?
Well, I think that's it's so important. to pay attention to what's happening in your body, right? That's what we're talking about, like how you feel, you're having these sensations. There might be a certain demographic, a certain type of person that you really want to reach out to, that you think that's your ideal client.
You feel excited.
Yes, yeah, all right. How does that feel in your body, right? And there might be an audience that other people, this has happened to me, you should do this for these people because they need you. And I'm like, well, and I've tried that. And there was like, it wasn't the fear. It was like, it wasn't in alignment. Right. And I ended up wasting some time, you know, and you learn from these mistakes. So we're trying to save you guys time and from making too many mistakes along the way, although mistakes are valuable because we get better from that. But if you listen to your intuition and to your gut, as you think about the different categories of people that you could serve and who you think might want what you have, your body, your intuition is going to give you signals.
Clues.
And and some might be like, ugh. Some might be like, yes, excitement. Some might be neutral. And so this is what we're asking you to do, is think about the different, if you're one of the people who's saying, I want to help everyone. Well, who is everyone? How could you put them into subcategories? We want you to do that, right? Who are these different buckets of people you could be helping? And write about how you feel and notice, is there fear, scarcity? That's a good one. Confusion, anxiety, or confidence, excitement, you know, like, whoa, that like turns you on, like lights you up. Really, really, really important before we go deeper into what we have to share with you, that you have done this piece of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Just notice how you feel about choosing. You don't even have to choose. You don't have to, just how do you feel about choosing? Because I get a lot of resistance that, you know, don't put me in a box. We're not putting you in a box. We just want you to think about, if you could choose, how do you feel about that idea? And write those feelings down, because we're going to pick that up again in the next episode, episode 10. We have to wrap up this one now, Declan.
Yes.
This is episode 9, your future audience. Getting really specific is important, but not yet. Just get used to that idea that you are going to get specific. And you're listening on the IBGR Radio Network. I'm Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan Oseguera, and thanks for listening.
We'll be back shortly.